Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15 now on this Friday morning, Halloween morning. If you got anything supernatural or otherwise unexplained that happened to you, text me in. Text the story to me at 504-260-1870, and I'll share it with the audience on this Halloween. It is Friday night. That means Week 9 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan's going to join us in a second. He'll be with Coach Lou Valden tonight at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. But a lot of action. Good morning, Ian. A lot of action last night, huh?
Good morning. Yeah, a lot of games last night because of Halloween. A bunch of schools moved their games to Thursday night. In fact, 14 games involving area teams were moved to Thursday this week because of Halloween. We're going to see that happen again next week. Next week's the last week of the regular season. Mm-hmm. Bunch of schools are going to move games from Friday to Thursday, if for no other reason, so they have an extra day of rest and an extra day of preparation before the playoffs begin the following week. Two of the games that we saw last night actually had results with consequence for district championship races. We'll start in District 9-4A, where Bell Chase shut out Archbishop Shaw 14-0.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was going on, and I heard the game from my house because I don't live that far away. And then as I was going to bed, I had the window open, and I heard the fireworks going off, so I figured Bell Chase won, and I was happy until I realized this morning that they beat Shaw.
And that opens up the door to a possible three-way tie in that district, depending on what happens the next couple weeks. St. Charles is now in the driver's seat with Shaw losing. St. Charles, they're more than likely going to beat Kinder Discovery this week. If they're able to beat Shaw next week, they win the championship outright. But if Shaw beats St. Charles next week, you've got a possibility of Bell Chase, Shaw, and St. Charles all sharing the district championship with one loss in their district records, depending how everything else works out.
And what happens then?
Then at that point, they all share the district championship because there's no tiebreaker. And now with the power rankings determining playoff seeding, you don't have to break that tie. In the olden days, for all of you old heads out there, you remember the top two in each district got in with a couple wild cards. Now, that doesn't matter. District standings don't matter. It's all based on power rankings, which factors in strength of wins, strength of losses, as well as your total schedule as a whole.
So in the case of that three-way tie, who would have the higher power ranking, or would we know yet?
We wouldn't know until all the games are played because the power ranking is determined based on your record, but also your strength of schedule. It's a nice little computer formula the LHSA runs. The other game last night, that's a bit of a shock. Slidell beat Chalmette. Chalmette was leading their district, but since they've lost, Slidell now has one loss in district. North Shore with one loss in district. They're playing Fountainbleau tonight, who is 0-3 in their district. That'll probably be a win for North Shore. And then you also have Salmon, who's 2-1. They don't play a district game this week. So that district title will be decided next week based on the outcomes of those games, with the possibility of at least a two-way tie there.
What happens tonight?
Tonight, our two big games, Hanville Destrehan. That's where Coach Lou and I will be. Get rid of records, get rid of anything else. This is a rivalry game where everybody in St. Charles Parish will be paying attention. Everybody in St. Charles knows someone who goes to either Destrehan or Hanville, or graduated from one of the two, unless, of course, they went to St. Charles Catholic. Mm-hmm. But this is a game that has the rivalry. It is going to have the pomp and circumstance. And, of course, it's Halloween. Anything weird can happen on Halloween. Destrehan wins, they'll lock up the district championship. If Hanville wins, they'll clinch at least a share of the District 8-5A title, because at that point, Destrehan will have a loss, Hanville will have a loss. And depending on what Thibodeau is able to do next week, there could be a three-way tie there, but I'm expecting this to either be a Destrehan outright district title, or if Hanville wins tonight, those two teams will share it.
All right, so other than bragging rights, does the district title really mean anything as far as playoffs?
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
It's more so bragging rights, and in this case, Hanville-Destrehan, it's the matter the other team pointed down and say, ha-ha, either East Bank or West Bank is the superior bank.
Well, I get that, the rivalry part
yes.
of that, yeah. And where are y'all going to be tonight?
That's where we're going to be. Our other big game, we're going to have two reporters at this one. Mm-hmm. John Curtis, Etna Carr at the Shrine on Airline.
Wow.
If you have nothing to do tonight, and you're on the East Bank, and you're in New Orleans Metro, go to the Shrine on Airline. This may be the best football game you see in quite some time. John Curtis is still running their old school offense, ground and pound. They like to control the ball, but they throw in some shotgun looks. Etna Carr may be the most explosive offense in Louisiana football, high school or college. They know how to play the game and play it well. If John Curtis can control the ball, control time of possession, keep Etna Carr's offense off the field, they've got a legitimate chance of winning this. Curtis needs a win here to win a share of the district title, but they'll also have to beat St. Aug next week. If Etna Carr wins, they'll get Rubble next week and a chance to finish undefeated and extend their win streak. Carr, by the way, 22 consecutive wins entering tonight.
Curtis and Carr are in the same division?
They are in the same division, same classification, same district. For those
same
of you,
everything.
Same
Select.
Everything.
Go ahead.
For those of you who are confused.
That's one of me.
You still have your basic classifications of A to 5A. You have teams that are grouped in districts based on classification. In this case, Carr and John Curtis.
That's based on enrollment? Even?
That's based on enrollment,
okay.
Correct. Except in John Curtis's case, they've opted to play up. They're, I think, a two-way school playing 5A ball. You get grouped in these classifications. You get put in districts based on where you're located. But once you get to the playoffs, because of the select-non-select split, you're put in four divisions, Division 1 through Division 4, based on enrollment. So if you're a 4A school, there's a chance you're playing with 5A schools in Division 1, and so on and so forth. Then it gets more murky because if you're a charter school.
Go back to them.
So there are five classifications, but only four divisions. So take, for example, you're a 4A school, mm-hmm. and I'm going to throw St. Charles Catholic out there as an example because I think they're going to be hit by this next year. Next year, they're going to be playing 3A ball, which would make them a Division III school. But because they're a larger Division III school, their enrollment is at the top of that division, mm-hmm. they're going to get bumped up to Division II and play with the 4A schools next year in the playoffs. Make it make sense.
You went from 4 to 3, then you went from 2 to 3. I'm confused.
It's all a mess. The LHSAA needs to figure out a way to fix it. They've done a decent job of at least making it more equitable in the terms of number of select and non-select schools. Mm-hmm. But if you figure it out, let me know because I'm still trying to figure it out.
St. Charles Catholic, they're mm-hmm. 4A enrollment.
They're 4A now. Next year, because the new reclassification just got done,
yeah.
they're going to move down to 3A.
So tell me, where does 2 factor into this?
Because they're going to be one of the larger 3A schools, yeah. they'll get moved up into Division 2 once the playoffs begin instead of playing in Division 3 with all the others.
It's the other way around. It's 5A to 1A. 1A is the biggest.
Right. Once you get to the playoffs, Division 1 is the biggest, but in the regular season, 1A is the smallest.
Wait.
It's a who's on first.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What other games are y'all going to be watching tonight?
Tonight, some of the other games that we're going to be watching include some of the other Catholic League games this evening. Of course, we're going to have correspondents there. We're also going Jesuit Archbishop Rummel. We need to mention them specifically. Mm-hmm. Covington Ponchatoula will be there. Mandeville at St. Paul's. Lakeshore Archbishop Hannon. Varnado at Riverside. Excuse me. That's where our correspondents are. And again, Most of New Orleans metro area schools either played last night or out of town tonight, so not many games for us to take, but we will be there and we'll have reports from all across the state.
Who do you think is the best team in the state right now?
Edna Carr, no question. Edna Carr is it. West Monroe, I think, is a distant second behind them. West Monroe has played lights-out ball this year. Honorable mention goes to Lafayette Christian Academy. They beat an Evangel squad that, going into last night, had suffered one loss and a close loss. Evangel had the ball. They were driving with less than 30 seconds to go. Their quarterback, Pop Houston, takes the ball from the 40-yard line, runs it to the 1-yard line, but he didn't protect the ball. One of LCA's defensive backs came in, popped Pop, jarred the ball free before he crossed the goal line. LCA recovered to hold on to a 26-24 victory in one of the better games that we've seen so far this year. So I've got to give them a nod. This is a 2A school that beat a 5A power last night.
So tell me about Carr and Curtis tonight. Mm-hmm. Is Curtis up against it?
They are, but JT Curtis has been around the block and back again. This man's probably watched enough film on Edna Carr to last him a lifetime. And the big story here is Curtis has to control time of possession. They have to keep the ball, run it, get first downs, keep Carr's offense off the field. If they can do that, they'll be all right. Curtis's defense is good enough to hold Carr, but I don't know if they're good enough to stop them. That's why Curtis has to stay on the field offensively.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. We'll be listening. Boy, I love listening every Friday night. Y'all do a great job. You really
thank
do.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Would you like cash or credit for that?
No, I'm serious. I really do.
Thank you.
I played high school football, and y'all put Friday Night Lights on the air, and it's fun to listen to from all around the state. High school football fans, get ready. Week 9, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valentine. You got something online, too, right now, don't you?
That's right. Pelican State Prep Football Preview. We post it every Wednesday afternoon, somewhere between noon and 2, and it's on the front page of WWL.com. We preview not only all the New Orleans metro, the big games in the New Orleans metro area, but the big games across the state of Louisiana. And also a little commentary at the end of today, this week's show, about schools that have had to forfeit games lately and how the LHSA can remedy that. That's at WWL.com in the Pelican State Prep Football Preview.
All right, Ian Ozan, my friend Lou Valden tonight, Coach Lou Valden tonight, 7, most comprehensive high school football show in America. Reporters at Edna Carr at Curtis, Jesuit at Archbishop Rummel, Covington at Ponchatoula, Mandeville at St. Paul's, Lakeshore at Archbishop Hannon, and Varnado at Riverside. It's Friday Night Lights. They're going to be at Destrehan and Hanville, right?
Correct.
At Hanville, right?
Yep, Destrehan at Hanville.
At Hanville, right. It's a Manning Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight, 7 to 10:30, only here on WWL. We're proud of that program. 7:25, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.